pennies, but you'll have to listen today to hear about the pennies.
你们大家可能很惊奇，为什么大家要拿一枚硬币？但是你必须认真的听，才能知道为什么。
Today we're going to talk about be still and listen. Is it possible that I have actually the PowerPoint project? I can just do that.
今天我们要讲的是
Yeah, just switch sides. I think that might work, and then that will be flipped.
静心倾听。
Today we'll be hearing a little bit about listening and hearing, and as an emergency room physician in the Tri-Cities, I often am looking inside of people's ears and talking about hearing with them.
我们今天要讲一下关于静心倾听的事情。我作为一个急救室的医生，经常去观察病人的耳朵，然后去跟他们交流。
We were given 2 ears, but only 1 mouth, because listening is twice as hard as talking.
我们知道那个听比讲要难两倍。
These are some of the things that we'll talk about today. Listening versus hearing, what is necessary to hear from God, what are barriers to hearing and listening, what can help us to listen, and what will God say? What is the Lord saying to you?
这个幻灯片上列一下我们今天要讲的事情，就是第一个是听与听见，还有是我们要从听神的时候那些必要的条件，还有那些影响我们听神的一些障碍，有什么可以帮助我们去聆听神给我们讲些什么，神对你讲些什么。
Does everybody have an outline that they can fill in the blanks as we go along?
大家有没有有人拿了一个这个单张？
I have many verses on the outlines that I will not talk about, but you can spend some time at home looking those up and working on the back of the outline when you have an opportunity.
它这上面列了一些很多的经文，但是我们今天不一定都讲，请大家回去自己再看一下。在背面，它的背面有一些空的地方，我们可以想办法看能不能回答。
It's like having homework.
这是大家的作业。
There are 5 things I want you to learn today. Before you leave, we will say these all together to begin with, and there'll be times I'll hold up my hand, and I want you to say the same 5 things, okay? So are you ready?
今天我们要讲5件事情，在我们走的时候，我们要明白这些5件事情，请大家准备好。
The first thing, believe.
第一件，相信。
The second thing, call out.
第二件，呼召。
The third, listen.
第三件，聆听。
Fourth, expect.
第四件，盼望。
And the fifth is obey.
第五，服从。
Okay. What's the difference between listening and hearing?
听与听见有什么不同？
If you look at this, you'll see. You'll see that she is looking at him, but he looks like he's fallen asleep.
我们看这个幻灯，这个女的在讲话，但是男的好像要睡觉。
Do any of you try to have a conversation with someone and they fall asleep during your time of talking to them? Have any of you had that happen to you?
你们有没有什么经历谈话的时候有人睡觉？
Okay. You don't feel like you're being heard.
在那个时候你觉得你没有人听你在讲什么。
I won't make you hold your hands up, but how many of you have fallen asleep while you're talking to God?
大家不用举手，你们什么时候在跟神讲话的时候你们自己在睡觉。
So one of the first things we need to be is very alert and give God our very best time of the day.
所以一个很重要的事情就是我们要非常的警醒，在跟神交流。
To hear in the dictionary means to perceive by the ear, to learn by the ear or by being told, to be informed of. To to hear news.
听见，这是字典上的定义，就是第一个就是说通过耳朵来明白，第二个意思就是通过耳朵或者有人告诉我们是什么意思，得到信息。
But to listen means to give close attention with the purpose of hearing, to give ear, to hearken, to attend, to give heed, to yield to advice, to follow admonition. This one is important, to obey. You're listening with the purpose in mind. You're listening because you intend to obey or to be changed.
去听就是我们把我们的注意力集中在我们的目的上，要去有目的的去听，目的最后要是要服从。
Jesus said, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. And he also went on to say, those that weren't built on the rock, but built on sandy soil, that didn't put his words into practice, would fall, and the destruction would be great. We know about destruction with the recent hurricane just down in the Texas area, previous one in Katrina, and we saw on the news devastation. When the storms come, and there's not a strong enough foundation to withstand the storms.
他念了一段这个马太福音第七章第24-26节的经文，关于那个房子建在石头上和沙子上的那段经文，我不念了。他就是在那个 Katrina 那个台风来的时候，我们根本没有做好准备，那些许多房子都被冲毁。
After the storm, a house built on sand or rock, it's your choice. Which one do you like? This house?How many like that house best? No, nobody. How many like to have this house, huh? Hanging out there in the rock, huh? It's not going anywhere. It's out there. It's got a very firm foundation. And our goal today is to work on our foundation. Because Jesus said the storms will come. He did not say that as a Christian we wouldn't have storms. He said expect the storms, but make sure your foundation is strong.
这个地方有两个图片，左边是一个毁坏了的房子，右边是一个房子建在石头上。所以我们究竟要哪一个房子呢？我们要有一个，这个很明显的说明，我们有一个非常坚固的基础。耶稣说，我们要准备好风暴的来临。他没有说我们不经历风暴，但是我们要准备好。
How many here have felt like they went through a storm in the last week?Their personal life, their work life, financially, our country has been through a major storm, and it's not over, is it? The world has seen economic disaster.
在过去一个星期里，有没有人经历什么风暴？咱们全国经历这个金融风暴的时候，大家有没有经历什么？
So what is necessary to hear from God?
我们去聆听神的基本的条件是什么？基本需要是什么？
Well, first off, we need to have healthy God-given anatomy.
第一个就是说，要给我们要有具有神从哪神哪来的一些。
This is your basic ear. If I cut your head down this way and took a look, you could look down into the ear canal and see different parts of the body's anatomy that has to be just right.
神那儿来的一个健康的器官，这个是一个耳朵的一个解剖的器官的组织。
As sound comes in our ear, it goes down the canal and it hits the tympanic membrane or the eardrum.
当一个声音通过我们的耳轮进入，通过这个耳孔进入的时候，它要声音要接触那个耳膜。
When it touches the eardrum, the vibrations will start to move these three little bones here. Three little bones. This one in the middle is called stapes.It's like a stirrup, very small, smallest bone in the body.
这个耳膜震动的时候要震动周围的三根骨头，其中有一个非常小，是全身最小的骨头，在中间那儿。
So these bones will begin to move from the vibration of the sound hitting the eardrum and be transferred like a domino all the way up to this nerve.
这个骨头震动，然后一直传输到里面，然后再引起传输给里面的一根神经。
This nerve will transfer the sound to the brain, and then the brain will interpret those sounds.
然后这个神经把这个声音信号再传输给大脑，大脑然后来解释这个信号的意思。
Now, as we get older, parts of this anatomy can get diseased. They can stop working correctly, and people can lose their hearing.
当人逐渐变老的时候，里面的一些骨头还有一些部件就会变得不再灵敏，所以我们听力就会不太好。
Our spiritual hearing can be the same.
我们的属灵方面的听力也会是这样。
Problems can happen in our spiritual life that can block our ability to hear.
在我们属灵方面有出现问题的时候，我们就会有困难去聆听神。
It's important that we first start with a relationship with everything in the proper place before we ever hear from God.
所以要跟神建立一个良好的关系，是我们听到听从神的第一步。
The verse in John 10:27 talks about that right relationship to be able to hear his voice. And it says, My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
在约翰福音第十章二十七节说，我的羊听见我的声音，我知道他们，他们也跟从我。
So what does it take to become a sheep of Jesus, of God? What does it take to become one of his followers?
那么我们怎么才能变成耶稣的羊？怎么才能变成耶稣的跟从者？
First off, we need to acknowledge that we are sinners and that he is our Savior.
我们必须承认我们是罪人，而耶稣是我们的救主。
That we will never be able to work our way into heaven by our own good deeds.
我们根本不可能通过我们的行为来进入天堂。
We believe that Jesus, when he died on the cross, he took the payment for the things that we have done wrong in our life.
我们相信，当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他已经为我们的罪进入天堂的条件。付出了那个赎罪祭。
When we do that, confessing our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins.
当我们承认我们的罪的时候，他就赦免我们的罪。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
There may be somebody here today who has never made that confession that Jesus was their Savior, that they needed a Savior to forgive them of their sins, to make that relationship right.
也许在座的有人从来没有向神承认过罪过。
If there is someone here that has never made that decision, you will have a hard time listening to God. You will not understand his voice and you will not be able to follow him.
如果你还没有，那么你跟神的关系就是一个非常困难的，你就很难去服从神。
If you would like to talk to me afterwards more about starting that relationship or talking to the pastor or the elders, that would be the way that you can start that perfect God-given relationship.
你如果愿意的话，后来你可以跟我谈，或者跟牧师其他人交流，这是开始走向神的第一步。
Okay. So once you have established that relationship, There are a couple things you can fill in on your outline. We need to have a desire to hear and obey.
当我们跟神已经有一定的关系的时候，那我另一个条件就是我们必须有听从与服从的愿望。
Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
耶稣说，如果你爱我，你就听从我的命令。
We don't get to heaven by keeping the commandments. We get to heaven by Jesus alone. But we follow the commandments because we love him.
我们进天堂不是因为我们服从了这些命令，是因为耶稣，但是因为我们服从耶稣，所以我们要听从他的命令。
The second thing is we call to him.
第二个就是呼求他。
Jeremiah 33:3 says, Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He's promised that if we call out to him, we're his sheep, he will answer us. He wants a relationship with us where we talk to him, and he talks to us.
在耶利米书第三章第三节说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道的又大又难的事指示你。
We need to believe that he will speak to us after we call to him.
我们必须相信，当我们呼求他的时候，他会跟我们讲话。
There is one thing that stopped Jesus from doing all the miracles he wanted. Does anybody know what that was?
有一件事会阻止耶稣在我们跟前行神迹，有没有人知道这是什么？
What stopped Jesus from doing all the miracles he wanted to do?
什么会阻止耶稣基督行神迹？
Unbelief.
不相信。
In Matthew 13:58, it says that he wasn't able to do all the miracles he wanted because of their unbelief. And there are words that Jesus wants to tell you, but you must believe that he will speak to you.
马太福音13:58说，我大概说一下，他就说，因为事情奇迹没有发生，是因为你们不相信。
In Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 9, there's a story of a Roman centurion that had a very sick servant, and he wanted that servant healed.
在路加福音第七章一到九节说，有一个人，他有一个仆人，他得了病，他希望他的仆人被医治。
As a soldier, he knew a lot about authority. He knew that he had people over him, and he had people that took orders from him.
他作为一个士兵，他知道发布命令，也知道他的士兵服从命令。
As a doctor in the hospital, in the emergency department, I just say things, and nurses will scatter around and help patients according to what I've ordered.
我在急救时，我作为医生，我就向那些护士说话，那些护士就听我的话，照着去做。
This Roman soldier understood the importance of authority and people that had the ability to give those orders.
作为一个罗马的军官，他知道这个命令还有去服从命令的重要性。
As he sent a group of leaders.To go tell Jesus about the sick servant. He himself did not go.
他只是派了几个人去耶稣来医治他的仆人，他自己本人并没有去。
And Jesus spoke the word and his servant was healed.
耶稣只说了一句话，然后他的仆人就被医治了。
And you know what Jesus said?
大家知道耶稣说了什么？
He said, I am amazed. I have not seen this kind of faith from all of Israel.
耶稣说，我感到非常的惊奇，在整个以色列，我都没有看到这么大的信心。
This was a Roman man. He was not raised with the teachings of the Hebrews, of a God that could do all things.
这个军官是一个罗马人，他并没有学过以色列的那些教规传统。
But he understood that if Jesus just gave the word, it would happen.
但是他知道，只要耶稣只给出这个话，事情就会发生。
How many of you want to amaze Jesus by your belief today?
有没有人想通过你的信心，有觉得有稀奇的事发生，请举手。
Huh? Do you want him to just be amazed because you believed that he would speak and he would do what he said he was going to do?
你会有稀奇的事情发生，只要你相信。
I read a marquee in a church, parking lot recently, and it said, faith is living like you believe that God is not a liar.
在一个停车场有一个小的标签说，信心就是你相信神不撒谎。
That's a pretty radical faith.
这是一个非常根本的信心。
So what are the barriers to hearing and listening to God?
那么阻止我们聆听神的障碍是什么呢？
Well, I talked a little bit about the anatomy earlier and how if sound comes in the ear and hits that eardrum, things begin to happen.
我刚才讲过这个耳朵的这个解剖结构，就是说这个声音从耳孔进去，击打耳膜，然后从击打骨头，整个那个结构过程。
What we have in our ear canal, though, is ear wax. We call it cerumen, but it's wax that can build up in this canal, though it was given to us by God to protect us and to help keep our canal, healthy.
有时候在我们这个耳孔里面，我们会发现有耳屎，这个实际上是神给我们的保护我们耳朵的东西。
It's a natural substance.
这是一个自然产生的东西。
Now sin is part of our nature because we are fallen men because of Adam's choice.
罪是一个因为亚当选择给我们造成的一个障碍。
As believers, we confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. But even as Christians, we will make wrong choices in any given day or week or month.
我们相信神，就是神会赦免我们的罪。但是在日常生活里面，即使我们相信了神，我们也会有时候做出错误的决定。
If we don't confess those sins and let Him cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it's like the earwax will continue to build up in our ears.
如果我们不承认这些罪，那么我们就像这个耳朵里的耳屎一样，不断的积累，积越来越多。
And we will not be able to hear God's voice into our life as He will speak to His sheep, not to those who continue in sin.
这样我们就越来越听不见神的声音。
So, do you pull out the Q-tips? How many of you are Q-tip people? That when you feel like your earwax is building up, you just get the Q-tips out and try to go for it.
有没有人经常的习惯的掏你们的耳朵，把那些耳屎掏掉？
Oh, very smart people. Most of you did not raise your hands because you know I'm a doctor, and doctors tell you do not put anything smaller than your elbow in the ear.
那些人是个很聪明的人。你们的医生说你可能会说，不要把小的东西，小于你们这个，胳膊的东西放入你的耳朵。
Why? Because people stick bobby pins, they stick sharp things in there, even a Q-tip is sharp to the inside of that ear canal, and that Q-tip can be pushed right, push all that earwax right down and stop sound from hitting that eardrum.
因为人可能有会把一些那个尖锐的东西，包括一个掏耳朵的那个东西放入耳孔，这个东西是有可能伤害这个耳膜的。
So it needs to be washed out with hydrogen peroxide and water, just like we're purified by God's word.
所以耳屎应该是用水把它洗掉，就像我们要用这个圣灵来把我们的罪洗掉。
I have seen many people come to me in the emergency department and tell me they could not hear and they wanted help.
有很多的病人到急救室来跟我，是因为他们耳朵听不见。
When I look in the ear, it's filled with wax.
当他 检查这个耳朵的时候发现整个的耳孔都被耳屎堵满了。
When I have the nurse clean it out, they can hear again.
当护士把那耳朵清理干净之后，他们可以听见了。
It's like a miracle. The deaf can hear in my emergency department.
这就像一个奇迹一样。
There's other reasons why there could be a problem with hearing, and one of them is a personal agenda.
还有一些其他的原因会阻止我们听见神，一个就是说我们个人的日程安排。
It's when you have your own plan.
这就是我们经常有我们自己的计划。
Okay. Unintentional means that you did not know that it wasn't a good thing to do.
一个就是无意中的，就是我们根本没有意识到。
Moses, at the time that he was about 40 years old, returned to his people, and he was going to be their strong leader and deliverer.
摩西在四十岁的时候，他回到了他们的人那里，他要准备做一个坚强的领袖。
But he decided to do it his way.And his time.
但是呢，他决定按他的意思，通过他自己来进行。
His plan was to kill the Egyptian that was fighting and oppressing his Hebrew people.
他的计划是通过让以色列人起来，来攻打埃及人。
That wasn't God's plan.
但那个不是神的计划。
God's plan was to rescue his people through the Red Sea parting in a very big and wonderful way that would bring God a lot of glory.
神的计划是要让以色列人被救出来，通过红海。
But Moses never asked. Moses never asked what God's plan was at that point in his life.
但摩西从来没有询问神，神的意思是什么。
So we will find ourselves in the same problem if we don't first ask how God wants this to happen.
所以我们也会有同样的事情发生，如果我们不询问呼求神的话。
There's many children that I see in the emergency department that have stuck beads in their ears, peas or beans or raisins.
对。他的急诊室有很多小孩耳朵里有时候被堵上了什么豆子或者是玻璃球或者是葡萄什么的。
Adults that have stuck Q-tips in their ears.
成人也有那个掏耳朵掏耳屎那个针被弄得堵在那儿出不来。
They thought they would help the problem.
他们认为通过用这些东西可以帮助他们耳朵。
They made it worse.
但是他们让耳朵情况更糟糕。
Sometimes bleeding, sometimes infections, sometimes the eardrum would be broken.
有时候会是出血，有时候会是发炎，甚至更甚的就是耳膜被破坏。
Intentional problems happens when God tells us what to do and we decide we don't want to do that.
还有一种情况就是我们是有意的，就是说神告诉我们让我们去做，但是我们拒绝。
Jonah is an example of someone who was told, I want you to go to Nineveh and tell those people to repent and be in relationship with me.
约拿就是一个例子，当神告诉他去尼尼微城，告诉那些人去悔改的时候，他去拒绝了神。
What did Jonah do? He got on the first ship going in the opposite direction.
约拿却乘了一只船，去尼尼微路的相反的方向去行进。
It wasn't until he repented and called out to God did he hear God's voice again.
直到他后来悔改，然后呼求神，服从了神。
Have any of you heard God tell you to do something and you have decided you did not want to do that?
有没有人有时候听到了神的声音却决定不服从神？
You may be having a hard time hearing God because he has told you something and he's waiting for you to obey.
在这个时候我们可能非常困难听见神真正的声音。
There are distractions that happen that can obstruct our hearing as well.
还有一些就是一些边上的干扰。
These are coming from the outside in instead of in the inside.
这些是属于我们环境周围所造成的。
Those are worries, riches, and pleasures.
就像我们的忧愁、财富，还有我们的追求的欢乐。
Today we read from the story of Mary and Martha, who were two very close friends of Jesus.
今天我们读了玛利亚还有一个马大的故事，他们都是耶稣很好的朋友。
They knew of his power, they knew of his miracles, and they knew of his teaching.
他们知道耶稣，耶稣的大能，耶稣的教导。
Martha was the busy worker.
马大忙于他的一些事项。
It's not wrong to work, but there is a time and a place to spend at the feet of Jesus in worship and listening to him.
我忙于工作没有什么不对，但是我们去这个时候却没有去 听耶稣的教导。
Martha didn't know when to stop.
马大也不知道什么时候停下来。
And Jesus reminded her that what Mary did in sitting at his feet and listening to him was what he wanted for her too.
耶稣提醒她说，玛利亚所做的聆听的话，坐在他的脚旁，正是马大应该做的。
How many of you remember your very first love? Now, some of you are too young, but some of you might remember your very first love. If you remember that very first love you had.
有谁还记得你的第一次的恋爱？
Okay, raise your hand if you remember.
你可以举手，如果你还记得的话。
Let me see your hands. Okay, a few of you remember. A few of you are smiling, so I think you remember too.
如果你们在微笑，说明你大概也记得。
How many of you would have stopped whatever you were doing just to hear that loved one's voice on the phone when they called?
有多少你们觉得，当你的情人给你打电话的时候，你马上会停下你手边的工作去接电话？
You might have had a huge test the next day that you knew you weren't prepared for.
你可能第二天你会觉得，哎呀，我没，你可能说我根本就没有准备好。
You might have been running late for work.
你可能说我工作晚了。
You might have been just about to sit down and eat.
你可能是要正要坐下来去吃饭。
But everything stopped when your loved one called.
当你的情人打电话来的时候，你会停下一切事项。
Do you have that same love for Jesus?
你们有没有跟耶稣也有同样的爱？
Will you go to a quiet place and just be alone and wait for him to speak to you, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many things in your schedule that day have to be taken out?
不管我们有多少事，不管我们有多忙，我们会不会，如果听见耶稣的声音，我们就停下来，到一个安静的地方去。
Make the time for your loved one, and he will speak, because he wants to speak, and he has been speaking, but you've been too busy, like Martha, and haven't been able to hear.
我们要安排一个时间给神，然后静下来听他的声音，这样我们才能听见，我们不会像马大一样听不到神的声音。
Now certainly there are the bad distractions, and I'm preaching to the choir, we say, because you are in church, you are seeking to know God better, but I often meet people who tell me that God never speaks to them like he speaks to me, and yet I know that their lifestyle choices are totally opposite of what God has called us to be.
还有一种就是说不良的影响，有的人就是跟我说，就是说他们根本就听不到神的声音，就不像你能听到，其实他们的选择了一种很不良的生活习惯。
They are caught up in the riches and the pleasures of life, and that dominates everything that they do in life. They have worshipped the things that they have, not the God creator and the savior of the world.
他们在追求财富和享乐，忙于这些事情，所以他们就听不到神的声音。
Ready? Let's say it together. Believe, call out, listen, expect, and obey. Good.
这个是我们今天讲的五个方面的事项。相信、呼召、聆听、盼望、服从。
Okay. So what can help us to listen?
下一个就是说有什么事情可以帮助我们聆听。
First, we need to protect our hearing so that there's no further damage to what we can hear.
首先要我们要保护我们的听觉，使它不要受伤害。
Up here, you see that we have a headset that the airline pilots wear, or people that are out around aircraft on the ground and helping to flag in the planes wear, so that their hearing will not be damaged.
他那个看到上面的角落那个像一个耳机一样的东西，实际上是一个保护耳朵的东西，特别是噪音的环，噪音很大的环境里面。
There are things that this world will tell you that could be very damaging to your spirit.
在这个世界上，有很多的事情会伤害我们的灵命生活。
The more you hear them, the more you will come to believe them.
当我们听得越多，我们就会越来越相信这些事情。
The scream of the world and the world value system is one of those.
一个就是说这个世界和世界这个价值观在向我们呼叫。
You deserve a break today. You deserve it.
他说你值得去休息，你值得那样做。
Buy it now and pay for it later.
你可以现在去购买，然后以后再偿还。
God has told us that we are sinners, and the wages of sin is death, not accrues.
神给我们说，我们是罪人，罪的工价是死，所以而不是我们去一个坐船旅游。
God's word reminds us that in His sight we are precious, but we are still a forgiven sinner.
在神面前，我们是非常有价值的。但是我们是被赦免了的罪人。
We are not God, and we do not deserve to be worshipped and pampered and loved and adored, and on the throne in people's lives.
我们是罪人，我们不是神，所以我们不值得去被尊崇，被别人去奉承，坐在神的宝座上。
It's not all about what we look like on the outside.
这不是我们从外观上我们看起来是什么样子。
And it's not all about us.
是根本就不是我们自己的事情。
The world will tell us those lies.
世界会跟我们说这些都是谎言。
And that comes through radio and television, friends, all sorts of events will bombard us with that message.
电视、收音机，我们周围的朋友都会向我们不断地传输这样的信息。
Turn off your television. That's one thing that can protect your hearing.
关掉你的电视机，这样可以保护你的听力。
Watch the music that comes into your ears. Is it godly music?
当你听音乐的时候，小心这些音乐，这些是不是神赞颂神的音乐？
What about the whispers of the devil?
还有魔鬼在我们耳边的默默细语。
Remember that there was Eve in the garden, in the wrong place, being told, "Did God really say that?"
记着，我们在等夏娃在伊甸园的时候，魔鬼向她说，神那么说了吗？
She didn't belong there. She did not belong by that tree that God said, "Do not eat of this tree."
她不应该到那个树那个地方去，她不应该。
Make your choices of where you are, the people you're with, very wisely.
所以选择你的场合，选择你的周围的人要很小心。
Know God's word and spend time with those who love it.
要知道神的话语，然后喜爱他们。
So how does God speak?
神怎样向我们讲话？
Does he speak like that?
他这么说吗？
The little creatures coming into your ears.
有一个小动物在爬在你的耳朵边上跟你讲话。
God speaks through the Holy Spirit in whatever way He wants.
神通过圣灵以各种各样的方式向我们讲话。
The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
圣灵会教你各种各样的事情和提醒你我告诉你的事项。
It's like a hearing aid. God sends pastors or teachers into your life.
就像一个助听器一样，神让牧师还有讲员来给我们传话。
Prophets that will tell you things that you didn't think anybody knew about.
还有先知给我们讲一些其他人根本不知道的东西。
Musicians through their Christian music.
音乐家通过一些基督方面的音乐。
Christian friends will remind you of God's word and God's ways.
我们的基督徒的朋友也会向我们提醒神的话语。
Christian books.
属灵方面的书籍。
Donkeys. Has anybody heard from a donkey lately?
一个驴，那个动物，那个驴，有没有知道？有人知道这个驴？
If you write down Numbers chapter 22, in the Bible is the story of a donkey that talked and brought God's truth into a man's life.
在民数记第二十二章记载了一个驴开口说话的故事。
If God can use a donkey, He could use even me.
如果神可以用一头驴的话，那么他也可以利用我。
He can use anybody to speak his truth. He can even use pennies.
他也可以利用。
Everybody got a penny?
大家有没有一个硬币
Hold up your penny.
拿着你的硬币。
And pull out your glasses if you don't have your glasses on. And I want you to look at that penny and tell me if there is a message on this penny to remind you about something today.
大家看着这个硬币，上面有一条信息。在提醒着我们。
I saw that hand in the back. What is the message to us on these pennies today?
这个硬币上面这个在说什么？
Yeah. In God we trust. Let's say it all together. In God we trust. How many of you have been visiting our country from somewhere else? Are here just visiting?
我们相信上帝。下来他在问，
All of you live here. Okay.
I missed your question.
Okay. Anybody just visiting the United States that are actually going to return to their home country?
有没有人是到这来短期访问，很快就要回国的？
Okay. A few. Okay. I have visited many countries. I have visited China. I have visited Turkey, Brazil, South America, Africa, lots of countries. I have never seen In God We Trust.On the money in any other country.
我去访问过许多国家，中国、中东、南美、非洲，我从来没有见过哪一国的货币上面印有这样的话语。我们相信上帝。
This is a blessing because God has allowed us to live in America.
这是一项祝福，因为神允许我们住在这个国家。
Every time you pick up a coin and you see In God We Trust, stop and say, Am I trusting God today? Is this a message from God to me to remind me to trust Him with everything in my life?
每次当我们拿到一枚硬币的时候，让我们想一下，我们是不是相信上帝？
The Holy Spirit is like a stethoscope.
圣灵就像一个听诊器。
If we listen to our heart, we can hear sounds much better than we could without the stethoscope.
通过听诊器，我们可以把我们的心跳、心里的声音听得更清楚。
In the emergency department, I listen to people's lungs and hearts, and I can find problems much earlier than I would if I just tried to listen with my ear.
在急救室里面，通过听诊器，我可以发现那些肺病或者其他疾病更容易的发现。如果比我，假如只用耳朵去听。
The Holy Spirit will remind you of areas of your life that need to be surrendered to God.
圣灵会提醒我们应该改变的地方。
The most important way that we have, though, today to hear from God is really through His Word. And the Word of God will help us discern the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart that nobody else knows, but the Holy Spirit knows.
一项就是说，圣灵通过圣经 来向我们辨明哪些错与对。
It will give us guidance.
提供我们生活的指导。
It will help us to teach us and correct us and train us in righteousness.
教导我们，更正我们。
The Holy Spirit also will use wake-up calls.
圣灵也会在我们睡觉的时候来叫醒我们。
Sometimes it's just a blessing that will come in our life. We suddenly get a check in the mail and we say, God, thank you. It's a time for us to talk with Him, to converse with Him, to praise Him, to thank Him.
有时候我们就会突然有一项祝福来临，我们像比如说收到了一张支票，我们就会赞美神，感谢神。
Sometimes it's through pain. And Job is a good example in the Bible of that. Someone who suffered pain, but began a closer relationship with the Lord at the end.
还有一种就是说，通过痛苦，约伯就是一个例子。他是受了很多痛苦，但是最后跟神更加亲近。
I was diagnosed with cancer last March, and that was a time for me to have a wake-up call and to say, God, what do you want in my life? What do you want to do different? How do I need to be?
他说他自己在三月份的时候被诊断患有癌症，他对他自己来说，这是一个唤醒他的一个声音。他就我们就会询问神，神你想让我做什么？
As the chemotherapy started, and I lost my hair, and I had to put aside my white coat and my stethoscope because I was too sick to work.
当他进行化疗的时候，他的头发脱落，他必须脱下他的工作的服，取下他的听诊器。
I learned more about life as a patient.
我更加通过这个活动，我学到生活就是一个病人。
And God put on my heart to start a Bible study support group for ladies who have cancer.
神让他组织了一项对那些患有癌症的病人组织了一个查经活动。
I've posted one of these on your community boards out here for anyone that would have an interest.
这个在 community center 在的有放在那个地方，所以有人对这有感兴趣的话可以参加。
It's for women surviving cancer under the care of the great physician, gathering for Bible study and prayer.
它是关于那些重过癌症能够幸存者，正在要愿意接受神的带领的那些人，对那些人。
You have been through pain. All of you that I think are probably over 10 years of age at least have had some sadness that have entered your life, some pain. And God can use that pain to glorify Himself and to help others.
我们在我们的生活里面恐怕都经历过痛苦的阶段，神会利用我们这些痛苦来做一些事情。
Be still and wait for Him to show you what to do with those times of pain.
我们让我们安静下来聆听上帝，用我们的痛苦来做应该做的事情。
Believe, call out, listen, expect, and obey.
盼望，服从。
Okay. I know I'm running out of time here. If you can give me just 5 more minutes, we'll finish that last section and you can fill in your blanks. But what will God say? What can you expect God to say during those times when you are waiting on Him to tell you what to do?
当我们在聆听神的时候，神会我们讲些什么？
Fear not, for I am with you. Okay?
不要害怕，因为我与你们同在。
He says that 365 times in the Bible.
这在圣经里面就说了365次。
And as you read the word every day, you will hear him say, Do not be afraid, I am with you.
当你读圣经的时候，你会经常的看到这句话，不要害怕，我与你们同在。
He knew we would need to hear that.
他知道我们需要他。
What else might God say?
神还会讲些什么？
He will speak to, through nature, through the beautiful world that he created for us to see.
他通过大自然，美好的大自然向我们讲话。
Even through this verse from Psalm 91:4, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge.
这是在诗篇91章4节的一段，他用羽毛来覆盖你们。
What are some of the attributes, or what are some of the characteristics that God might reveal to us?
还有哪些方面神会向我们显明？
What has God reminded you about when you have spent time with Him?
神向你提供了什么的东西，当我们跟神亲近的时候？
He is all powerful and creative.
他有大能，他是创造者。
He is all knowing and always present.
他是知道一切的，永远跟我们在一起。
He is unconditionally loving.
他是无条件的想爱我们。
He is kind. He is holy.
他是仁慈的，他是圣洁的。
He is compassionate. He is just. He is patient.
他会安慰我们，他是公平的。
And God might say to us, reminding us about our nature.
他会提醒我们，对我们的性格来提醒我们。
There is a God, and I am not Him. Those are important things to remember in life.
我们应该记着，有一位神，但是我们不是神。
Sometimes we are selfish, weak, fearful, performance-based.Conditional love, attracted to outward appearance, we are sinful, but we are still loved and precious in His sight, and He will remind us of that.
我们的本性是自私或自我中心，我们软弱，我们害怕，我们经常想通过我们的表现来表现自己。我们的爱是有条件的，我们要注意我们的外在的东西，然后我们是有罪的。我们同，但是我们经常也需要爱。
He will remind us about His agenda. What is His plan? He will remind us about that during our quiet time with Him when He's speaking to us.
当我们在安静的时候跟他讲话的时候，他会提醒我们他的计划是什么。
What is His agenda? John 3:16. How many of you have that memorized?
约翰福音三章十六节，这是他的计划。有多少人记住他，记住这一卷经文？
His agenda is for the world.
这个他的计划是对全世界的计划。
He wants to have a relationship with you.
他想跟大家有一个关系，良好的关系。
He came to seek and save those that were lost, your friends, your families, members, your neighbors.
他来挽救那些失落的人，包括你的朋友、亲人。
Redemption of mankind, and He came to pay the price.
赎回那些有罪的人，他已经付了那些赎金。
He will remind us of our part in this agenda.
他也提醒我们个人的那些特性性格。
He wants us to believe in Him. He wants us to be reminded that we're His temple.And that we surrender ourselves to Him, that we reflect Him to the world like lights, like salt, and going and making disciples is what He's commanded us to do.
他提醒我们，让我们要相信他，让他作为我们的圣殿，让我们服从他，降服于他，让我们从我们的生活里面做盐做光来表现他，然后让我们出去去宣讲他。
Partners for Life will go back to China in April. We've been asked to return to Shanghai, and to give instruction in emergency medical training. We need interpreters.
在四月份，他们又要准备去中国关于这个紧急呼救治理方面的施工。他现在需要翻译人员。
We need doctors and nurses.
需要医生、护士。
If you feel that God might be calling you to help to free up.Many in China who have never heard the gospel, then talk to me afterwards about that opportunity to go with our team.
如果你觉得神在呼召你，你可以，要准备参与这个事项，可以跟他联系。
God will tell us things beyond our imagination.
神会告诉我们一些事情是我们想都没想到的。
Expect the unexpected.
所以准备着那些我们从来没预期到的事情。
Can you see there are little mice up on the top there? Mice on the cat, on the dog.
你有没有想到那个老鼠在站在猫的身上，而猫站在狗的身上？
Have you ever seen anything that crazy?
你见过这种情况吗？
God's imagination is much bigger than ours, and He will ask you to do things, to say things, to become someone that you never thought possible.
神的想象远远超过我们所能想象的，他可能让我们变成一个我们根本就没想到的一种一个人。
Believe.
相信。
Call out.
呼求。
Listen.
聆听。
Expect.
盼望。
And obey.
服从。
Okay.There I am jumping out of a plane. Last summer I was kissing a dolphin and riding on a dolphin.
与那个海豚亲吻。
But even going to China was a miracle to me.
甚至我去中国都是一个奇迹。
So what is the Lord saying to you?
神对你讲些什么？
He's telling you that He has a place in His agenda.
他告诉你在他的计划里面有你的位置。
Listen to him, he'll tell you.
聆听他，他会告诉你。
Thank you.
We 很感谢 Dr. Snyder 给我们这么好的信息，我们感谢这个张转放弟兄，为我们。